Hi, I'm John David Miller. Welcome to YesWise Insights. Today's topic is Levers of Control, presented by reallywell.com and our supplementary websites, flaxfood.com and waterus.com, where we have natural health information, Northern Edge organic milled flaxseed, other superfoods, herbs, air and water purifiers, EMF protection, and much more. Please visit reallywell.com. Well, the conglomerate empire that I've described has developed around economic and governmental tools of financial limitation, deception, and mind control. Through banking practices, propaganda, and corporate structures of business, government, and organizations, we have been led to accept a sophisticated system of manipulation with levers and triggers of distraction and mind molding, with planned events and false narratives. Let's take a look at some of the levers of control that I've selected to consider. Debt is a major one. You know, the financial industry, by establishing debt as a modality for running businesses and undertaking ventures, with interest, of course, collected by the lender, and the there are different forms of it through mortgages, loans, bonds, and so on. They control households, businesses, and governments. And a lot of this has to do with the fact that they are working with a debased currency through paper assets. In the old days, the Roman Empire could reduce the precious metal content of their coins and debase the currency that way, adding base metals and devaluing it unsuspectingly by the public until it became apparent when the color changed, perhaps. But at the point where we have paper assets now, not backed by anything since the Nixon taking us off the gold standard completely in, I believe it was 1973, inflation since the turn of the 1900s, into the 1900s, has been almost complete. We're a dollar is worth less than a cent now relative to what it was at that point, 1900. So in 120 some years, we've almost eliminated the value of the dollar, and yet we're still using it with inflation still going strong and the production of paper dollars, not anymore so much as digital dollars. Many more dollars in circulation than should be, let's put it that way, and that causes them to be worth less. And then you have fractional reserve banking, which also multiplies the money supply, where a bank can take its deposits and loan them out almost completely. You know, the traditional amount considered was 10%, but I believe they're even reserving less or having no reserve for loans now. But banking has been the nexus point of the control of big businesses, giant corporations, governments, and so on, because of their symbiotic relationship in conducting business and ongoing rollover lines of credit and so forth. And then with the government, of course, you have taxes that collect back from the people to pay for the interest to the banksters, who are not just in the United States, but European based, and there's taxes on everything. There's taxes on property, taxes on income, taxes on purchases, and consumption, and licensing of all kinds, all feeding the giant government structure aspect of the conglomerate empire. And much of it involves legal deception, setting up corporations as structures to do business through, and in fact making each of us human individuals that have been tricked into declaring our citizen status are now corporate fictions. You know, we have a corporate entity with our capital letter names that are treated as a corporation and as being under control of the government fully for economic purposes. And the people behind the government. And then they also have sought to control resources over the centuries, you know, the minerals, the energy, the wood, the food, the water, and now the air as well. More and more, the giant agribusiness part of the conglomerate has captured the food supply and the growing lands and so forth, the agricultural areas. So everything is consolidating into the giant corporations that make up the conglomerate empire, which are all interlocked through the banking system and interlocking boards of directorate and so forth. So they also can then control the means of construction, production, and destruction through war and other methods, disasters created by technologies that they haven't told us about. They control labor by setting, you know, what people will earn and the kind of lifestyle they will have, and then negotiate for little tiny increments in that compared to the inflation rate, for example, giving us poor education, restricted education with false revised history and false limited science, and then try to capture our health and our bodies by the false science of medicine, which was introduced by the Rockefellers as they captured education and medicine back again at the turn of the 20th century into the early 1900s there, and the media. So that when you control all the levers of control, you have significant control over the lives of the people. And so again, the corporate status, the ownership, mergers, conglomerates, non-governmental organizations, these are all part of the conglomerate empire tools of setting up this system. They control the technologies, they have surveillance, propaganda, poisons, that they embed in our food, water, air by various devious means, and to limit our lifespan beyond their our usefulness to them. And now for the last 100 years or so, frequencies as well added to the poisons, and more recently, nanotechnology. And we're all being invaded by nanotechnology being sprayed in the air, in our medicines, in our foods and water and so on, that can be controlled by frequencies. So we need to learn about these things, identify the secret societies, think tanks, and agencies, which are their behind-the-scenes tools that bring about all of this for their purpose of control of our body and mind. So let's turn to some alternative ideas for bypassing control. We need to take control of economics and set up real currencies. To some degree, the what are called cryptocurrencies are alternatives, but some of them are being manipulated as well, and maybe even under the control of the conglomerate to begin with, such as possibly Bitcoin. But alternative funding, for example, you might have a relationship with a supplier to get goods on a 90-day or 120-day basis to sell and then pay for them as they sell, that sort of thing, to get a business started. But business needs to be much smaller instead of all the mergers and acquisitions that have built this conglomerate. We need to go the other way and start businesses that are small. I've started cooperatives myself in a couple different instances for food, but you can have other goods in your cooperative exchanges. I've belonged to barter clubs before, employee-owned businesses, self-employment, for example, or a few people partnering together to employ themselves, or employees taking over a company. You know, maybe the owner is retiring or something, and the employees buy out the owner. But businesses that can operate with a sense of community amongst themselves and a dedication to their community rather than all on greed and profit. And we need to get control of the media, of the organizations, the government itself. Our representatives are co-opted. Many of them are blackmailed, bribed, threatened, and otherwise controlled by their funding sources, at least. And education. We need to liberate that from the hands of the corporate conglomerate and all the grants and funds that come from government and corporations to the universities to skew their research for certain purposes and create, you know, not necessarily the best science for us all to have brought out to us. We need to control law. Law has been a big source of fraud and control of the public through all the statutory changes, the taking over the courts by the what's called maritime law rather than common law, and that needs to be undone and revisited and restored to something common sense. Agriculture, we need to create victory gardens in our home yards and any fields in the community. We can have a community garden. We've started a number of those here in my community over the years, in the city lots and so forth that are sitting empty. You can get some, even some water turned on for being able to water the garden there. But we need to have much more control of our food and its quality, our water and its quality. There's pure water down under the normal water table that is produced by the earth, and we can draw on that through deeper wells than all the poisonous water that they've contaminated on the surface and with the poisoning processes that they have brought to us over the last 150 years or so. Medicine especially, we need to turn to natural health, natural remedies, and get the poisons out of our medicine treatments. Technologies are very little controlled by the public, but need to be, because there's many secret technologies that are being used against us that we need to uncover and undo and correct. And we do all of this through cooperative planning and production of whatever projects, businesses, community benefits, help projects, charity organizations, etc., working together to make a better world through cooperation and integrity. Well, Northern Edge Superior Organic Flaxseed is a great brain food, high in omega-3 oil, antioxidants. It's a great protein and fiber. Gives you a sharper, calmer mind with less inflammation and better elimination. You can find that at reallywell.com or flaxfood.com. It's the lowest in toxic metals and the highest in oil and alpha-linolenic acid. We also have Detox Pack. Get rid of the toxins that are constantly accumulating with Northern Edge Flax as a great fiber. The Aztec Secret Indian Healing Bentonite Clay. It's a great detoxer. And vitamin O liquid oxygen drops. And we also have those with the Lorea Clear Extract in our Resistance Assistance Pack. Delicious Greens 8000 Superfood Smoothie Mix, Organic Turmeric Powder, Molecular Silver, advanced, very effective silver product for fighting off pathogens, and EMF protection devices. And at yeswise.com, our holistic learning modules and other services, including the archives of the program, and much more. So check it all out at reallywell.com and yeswise.com. Thank you for being here. Have a great day, and be really well.